Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to be speaking about how there's different levels into podcasting, and just because you start your podcast a particular way, a particular day, in a particular moment, doesn't mean you're going to always stay there. In fact, you're going to evolve with your podcast, because podcasting evolves the more you learn, the more you discover, and the more you recognize more about yourself. So if this is your first time here, welcome to an episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast, where we turn failed setbacks into successful stories. And this episode is going to be so powerful because there's so many lessons in podcasting, and we're going to talk about a part of them to help you understand the power of podcasting. So let me go ahead and get ready. I went live on the other platforms. Let me know where you're from. Let me know where you're chiming in from, because there's so many different levels that I've yet to discover. And even though I've yet to discover, there's so many lessons that I have learned. So let me go ahead and write it on the board. There's so many levels in podcasting. So many levels in podcasting. There's so many levels in podcasting. Let me show the board. Okay, let's get it started up in here. When I started my journey a half a decade ago, there were so many different things that I didn't understand I was getting myself into. I didn't know that podcasting was a business. I didn't know creating videos can be more specific. And I really didn't understand how to show up as myself. And over the years, I've learned the power of podcasting. Podcasting not only helps you connect with other people, but it helps you connect with other customers. It helps you grow as a person. And it helps you develop even more, even faster than you can ever imagine, because it's something that you have to discover within yourself. I started because I wanted to make a difference. I started because I wanted to make a change. I started because I wanted to help others find their somebody-ness. In order for me to do that, I had to learn to start with myself. I can't teach nobody to the water if I haven't taught myself how to get to the water. And there's so many different challenges that a lot of people are not prepared for. But the biggest challenge that will come about when you're podcasting is that your podcast will not stay the same. That's the first point I want to hit on, is that your podcast will not stay the same. Your podcast will not stay the same. Your podcast will not stay the same. The same. There we go. Let me know where you're from. Let me know in the comments where you're tapping in from. Because one thing that helps us grow is being around people that are growing within themselves. The first point is that your podcast will not stay the same. And it won't stay the same because you won't stay the same. There's so many different challenges that I went through, that I pushed through, that I discovered through. And there's so many different lessons that not only taught me how to be the person I am today, but how to be the better business owner, how to be the better podcaster, how to be a better marketer. Many times in life, it's understanding that we don't know what we're stepping into until we step it out on faith and let faith discover who we're becoming. You can only become the different person when you are starting today. Podcasting is something that is constantly evolving, because the more you learn, the more you discover, and the more you recognize within yourself, the more you evolve. It's kind of like you're planting the seed, and you never know what this... I just saw this video, this quote a while ago, and they said that you never know what's on the other side of the seed when you plant it. You never know what's going to come from that, and you never know how long it's going to take to get there. And the reason why they're so important is because many times in life, we don't recognize the work that we're doing in order for us to be positioned differently in our lives. Podcasting helps you be more prepared than you can ever imagine, because there's something in the seed. There's something in the ground. There's something in you. There's something that's in you is discovery. Something that's in you is the lessons. There's something that's in you is the experience. Podcasting helps you grow that experience, grow the knowledge, and grow yourself, and let you be around others that not only you can help, but you can position them differently based off what you have been through. The reason why this is so important, because the reason why podcasting is always changing, is because you decided to change. When you decide to change, you will grow. You won't stay the same. You will evolve. Over time, your podcast is going to evolve, because the host, you, the platform is going to grow with you. In order for your platform to grow, one has to be willing to grow within themselves. And I often wasn't a good college student. And in fact, when I first started going to college, I was majoring in kinesiology. In kinesiology, I was going to be a physical therapist. And during that time, physical therapy seemed like something that I had interest in, because I tore my ACL. I tore my right knee. Well, the ligaments in my right knee. And when I tore it, I thought my life was over. I thought my dreams were shattered, and I thought I had no direction of what I wanted to do. And so over time, as I'm going to different therapy sessions and I'm strengthening my leg, I pictured myself as a physical therapist. And I proceeded to ask the physical therapist that was helping me, I said, what all would you have to do in order for you to become a physical therapist? He said, well, you would have to go to college and get a doctoral degree. And I'm like, okay, a doctoral degree means, in my head, you have to go to school for a lot longer than you want to, than you would like to. So I'm like, okay, I think that's what I wanted to do, because this guy, this physical therapist, is helping me get back to normal. It's helping me build the strength. It's helping me discover my somebody-ness. And when I was talking to him, he was really passionate about what he does. I wasn't his only client. In fact, he had many different clients. But the goal remained the same. I want to help you become your own somebody-ness. In order for you to become your own somebody-ness, you have to feel the pain. In order for you to become your own somebody-ness, you have to recover. In order for you to become your own somebody-ness, you have to be willing to discover who you are. Life is going to show you that you are growing and you are evolving and you are learning. Just because you have an idea and that idea doesn't remain the same within your life doesn't mean you're on the wrong path. In fact, it discovers that you're on the right path, because podcasting will not stay the same. Your podcast will not stay the same, because you're always changing. You're always making another turn. You're always going a different direction. Eventually, you would get on a path where you're able to see your destination. The destination is so blurry because we don't understand what we are growing into. If you knew what you was growing into, you would already have done it. But for you to go through the process, you have to be okay with the journey. You have to be okay with the process. You have to be okay with learning what you would like to do. And so when I went to college and I ended up taking science classes for my major that was kinesiology to be a physical therapist, I recognized that I was going to have to take a lot more sciences or like a lot more science classes in order for me to become a physical therapist. And so when I took biology, I took biology, and during this class, the professor was teaching. He'd get up and teach. He'd get up and explain things. I'm taking notes. I'm asking questions. We end up doing the lab. And over time, I failed this class. Not one quiz that we took, not one test that I've taken, I passed in biology. No. That first biology class that I've taken, I failed every last one of the tests that they gave us because, one, I didn't understand the material. Two, I didn't enjoy what I was learning. Three, it was really difficult. You see, podcasting is really difficult in the beginning, but in order for you to grow, you have to be willing to fail. In order for you to develop, you have to be willing to learn. And in order for you to evolve, you have to be willing to turn that failure into knowledge. Podcasting will evolve over time because you are constantly evolving. You are constantly changing. You are constantly becoming different. You see, the reason why that's so important is because you're able to see yourself differently. Just because I failed the first biology and we took 7 different quizzes, 7 different tests, and I failed every last single one of them. I didn't even make not one passing grade in that first biology class. And I'm thinking to myself, I have no idea what I would like to do. I'm not sure. I failed this class. I don't think kinesiology is for me. I don't think this science class or the science classes to come is for me. In fact, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take a break for a little minute because it was overwhelming. It was overwhelming. During that time, I was in the Marine Corps. And over time, I started to figure out what I wanted to do. When you're podcasting, over time, you will find yourself. Over time, you will find your voice. Over time, you will find the format that fits you correctly. It's you, the person, the host, that the podcast is fitting because it's fitting your personality. It's fitting you and it's describing who you're becoming. Life is going to show you just because you're at one place doesn't mean you can't grow to the next. Growing to the next is going to take a lot of dedication, a lot of willpower, a lot of effort, a lot of discovery for you to understand that you're doing something right. And just because it might not seem like you're doing the right thing or you're on the right path, you have to be willing to commit to the process because eventually your hard work is going to show. Eventually your hard work will be displayed. Eventually you will see the efforts behind your sacrifice. You have to be willing to sacrifice in order to know that you're getting better. Failure is knowledge because failure is knowledge because you're willing to try. When you are trying and you get up and attempt life, it's not going to always be good the first time or the second time. In fact, or the third time. However many times it takes you to get something right, that's how many times that you're committed to the process. I took biology the second time. When I took the class again, one, it was a different teacher. Two, different scenery. One was at one different location. Another was at another place. And this was the great thing. The professor who taught the second biology slowed the information down, slowed what she was teaching us just a little bit so we can understand it. My biggest struggle was that the first teacher taught something, or at least I thought my first teacher taught something. And when the test came, what he taught was not on the test. And I was wondering, how are you teaching about something that's not on a test? Maybe I didn't study right. Maybe I didn't get the memo. Maybe I didn't fully comprehend what the professor meant by studying. But I'm thinking, if you go over something in class, and in class, you're doing the assignments, you're doing the work, you're doing and completing it as a class, why would it not be on the test? Maybe I just didn't study correctly. Nonetheless, I definitely did not pass. But the second time when I took the biology class, I was able to ask some questions that would help me understand. I wasn't aiming for an A. I was aiming for a pass. I was looking to pass the class, and I ended up passing the class with a C. As your podcasting change, you will grow into your voice. You will grow into yourself. You will grow into your vision. Just because you get knocked down doesn't mean you can't get back up. Just because you go in a different direction doesn't mean you can't get right on the right course. And just because you get stuck in one particular place doesn't mean you can't take that next step. Failure is knowledge because you're willing to learn, you're willing to try, and you're willing to develop within yourself. You can't be better if you're not willing to try. You can't become great if you're not willing to grow. You can't become great if you're not willing to take that leap of faith and believe in the step that you're taking. Life is going to show you that the step that you're taking, you're moving in the right direction. It doesn't matter if the step that you're taking, it makes it seem like you're taking a backward step. You're moving. Podcasting helps you move. Your podcast is not going to stay the same because you're always growing. You're always evolving. And you're always becoming that somebody in this. You see, just because you're moving doesn't mean you're not growing. Just because you go backwards doesn't mean you're not learning. Just because you fall doesn't mean you have failed. In fact, you have learned. In fact, you have discovered new information. In fact, you have learned more about yourself. Podcasting will evolve because you're the one that evolves with it. There's levels. There's so many levels to podcasting. The first level is self-discovery. That's the first point. That's the first point. What the first point relates to: self-discovery. Self-discovery. First point is self-discovery. Podcasting helps you discover yourself. Because when you discover yourself, you learn yourself. When you learn yourself, you learn how to position yourself. When you learn how to position yourself, you learn how to share yourself. Podcasting shows you that as you're growing, you're evolving. And just because you're evolving, you're becoming different. You see, the reason why there's so many levels in podcasting is because there's so many different things that a lot of people don't talk about, a lot of people don't understand, and nor a lot of people know about in order for them to position themselves differently when it comes to podcasting. Podcasting is a saturated market. There's a lot of podcasts out there, but the one that sticks out are the ones that committed, or are the ones that's committed to the process. And that's the next point I want to hit on, is that you have to commit to your process. Commit to your process. Excuse me. That's the next one I want to hit on. Where it go? There we go. Commit to your process. Commit to your process. And the reason why this one is the second point. Let me know in the comments if you're getting value from this thus far. Let me know if you ever thought about launching your podcast. Let me know if you launched a podcast but having trouble with scaling your podcast. Let me know if you need help guiding your podcast to the next level so you can grow it and have more customers come from your podcast. Let me know in the comments. Let me know where you're from. Let me know where you're chiming in from. I would love to take you to the next step. The next point I wanted to discuss is when you commit to your process, you have to stop comparing yourself to other people. There's over 5 million different podcasts out there. And the reason why there's a lot of podcasts is because it's easy to launch. It's easy to start, but it's difficult to maintain. Over 75% of podcasts are stopped within the first year. And the reason why I'm sharing the numbers like that is because a lot of people stop podcasting because it gets difficult. A lot of people stop podcasting because it's challenging. A lot of people stop podcasting because they start to look at other people's success. And that other person's success is not their success, which means they're overwhelmed because they are not at where the other person is currently doing, what the current other person is currently doing. The reason why committing to your process, the reason why I just put commit to your process, because when you start launching your podcast, when you start podcasting, you are on your journey. You are on your process. My biggest downfall when I started was that it was difficult for me to show up as myself. It was challenging for me to show up as me And it was overwhelming because I didn't know how to be myself. I didn't know how to show up as myself. I didn't understand that there was nothing wrong with me. I just had to be comfortable with my voice, with the way I showed up on camera, and the way I communicated. The reason why it was so overwhelming, because I'm looking at everybody else present themselves so comfortable. And as they're presenting themselves so comfortable, I'm able to see them like, dang, that's something that I aspire to be. I hope to be that confident on camera one day. I hope to be that confident with a growing platform. I hope to be that confident just like everyone else that has a podcast around me. The biggest downfall is that when you start comparing yourself, you stop seeing yourself. When you stop seeing yourself, you start judging yourself. When you start judging yourself, you no longer are on your own process. Nothing's going to come when you look at the next person and start comparing yourself to them. What can come from you looking at other people is learning from them rather than comparing yourself, because everyone's journey is a bit different than the other. And just because it's a bit different from the next doesn't mean your journey is not important. Doesn't mean your journey won't get to the next. Doesn't mean that your journey won't discover the lessons. In fact, it will give you the lessons when you learn where you are at. Podcasting helps you discover the place that you are at before you can get to the next. There's so many different people. There's so many different platforms. There's so many different podcasts that has been podcasting for a long time. And I get inspired by them because I see them and I'm learning from them. And I recognize their growth and their ambition and their drive. One day, I'm going to be that big. One day, I am going to be big to the point where I'm able to help over 1 million entrepreneurs launch their podcast. But until that day come, I'm going to start at a lower level to where I can help at least 100 people launch their podcast and grow their podcast and scale their podcast. There's so many different challenges that all of us have to go through because there's so many different levels when it comes to podcasting. One person challenge might not be the next person challenge, and the next person challenge might not be the next person challenge. Everyone's journey is completely different than the next. Here's where the growth comes from, is that when you're growing through the through your podcasting journey, you get around others who can understand what you are going through, because they've been through the same journey, because they are experiencing the same thing. My biggest lesson that I've learned, and it's been a bit challenging, because a lot of people have advice. A lot of people have some type of, some type of information that they would like to give. On the contrary, just because a lot of people have advice and or information that they would like to share, it depends on their journey and how they're sharing the information. So to break it down even further, it was difficult for me to understand who to sell advice from, because I had to see them doing what I wanted to do. I had to recognize what they did and to tell myself that's doable. I can do that. That's possible. Whereas if someone is already, if they know the information, if they learned the information, but they're not acting on the knowledge, that's a wasted information to sharing, because it's like something that you're not doing. My biggest lesson I've learned is to learn from people that's doing, because they learned where I was at, so they can get to where they are at. That's where the community aspect came from. That's where me learning more about what I wanted to do and just get around other people that's currently doing it bigger, that's doing it better, that's doing it a lot more efficient. Because one day I'm going to be that efficient. One day we are going to be that powerful. One day we are going to impact over 1 million entrepreneurs to launch their podcast. There's levels in podcasting because you have to commit to your process. Your process is completely different than the next person, because it's the lessons that you have to learn. Here go another one. It's the lessons that you have yet to learn that will help you to become even better. You can only get better when you learn how to be better. When you learn how to be better, you become better. When you become better, your podcast starts to grow. Before it starts to grow, you have to grow within yourself. You have to be your own somebody-ness. You have to look at yourself differently and say, I'm the one that's going to change my current situation. There's so many levels in podcasting, and even though you can prepare, even though you can learn, even though you can study, nothing will ever be experience. The more experience you have, the better you become. The more experience you have, the more prepared you can be. The more experience you have, the more your podcast will grow. You can only grow after you discover why you're growing. Growth comes from a decision. Developing comes from action. And discovery comes from consistency. When you commit to your process, you have to commit that you're going to be consistent while you're launching your podcast, while you're growing your podcast, and while you're monetizing your podcast. Because when you're committed to the process is going to show you that you're doing something right. You're doing the right thing. You're on the right path. Because just because your road is wide doesn't mean you don't have narrow focus. Your focus is there. Your dreams is coming true. And your podcast is growing because you're helping so many different people. When you help people through your podcast, your podcast becomes the platform where people can start listening to. And you become the authority. You become the person that people want to listen to. And you become the person that people would like to pay to teach them. In order for people to pay you, you have to be willing to pay the price. That's the last point I want to hit on, is that you have to be willing to pay the price. Commit to the process. This right here is consistency. This point right here is consistency. Show it right here. Last point is that you have to, what did I say? You have to, what's the last thing I said? Commit to the process. So many levels of podcasting. Commit to your process. Consistency. Create a plan. Last point is that you have to create a plan. I'm going to show it on the board. Create a plan. Having a plan gives you direction. Having a goal gives you motivation. And having a dream gives you a desire to push through. You can only become better when you learn where you are at. You can only become great when you discover where you are going. You see, you just can't get in the car. If you've never been to a city, never been to a town, never been to a country, and you get there and they don't have a direction and or a map, you have to find out where you would like to go. You have to discover where you are turning, where you are going, what the path is going to consist of. Because if you have no plan or direction, when you get in the car, you're just going to press on the gas pedal. And then when you press on the gas pedal, you're not moving because you didn't put the car in drive. You see, many times in life, it's understanding we're stuck in a particular place in life because we don't have direction. We don't have a plan and we don't have goals. Podcasting helps you create goals because it's something that you're working towards. When you work towards your goals, when you work towards your vision, when you work towards your belief, life is going to show you that it's going to be challenging. Just because it's challenging, when you're focused on a goal, when you focus on a plan, when you focus on your dreams, podcasting becomes more attainable because you're willing to push through the courage, you're willing to push through the unknown, and you're willing to discover more about yourself. When you discover more about yourself, you become a better podcaster. When you become a better podcaster, your goals grow beyond you. I just read a book called Who Not How. And in this book, it explains that if you want to make a bigger impact, if you want to reach more people, if you want to make a bigger difference, you cannot make a difference, impact, and change by yourself. And my biggest downfall was that I had to learn everything that surrounded me. I needed to learn. I needed to understand. And just because I wanted to learn it, I will start to learn how to do it. If I want to reach over a million people, correction, if we want to reach over a million people, we have to do the work together. The book explains you don't have to learn how to do everything. You have to get around the right people so y'all can help more people. It was a game changer because this was my second or third time listening to the book, but this time, the way they broke it down, I fully understood it, probably like 60%, because there's a lot of information in the book. On the contrary, I'm still learning about it. And so I finally recognized what he was saying was that when you get around people, and when you get around more people, you can make an impact. And when the impact that you're making is more than you can ever imagine, the more that you can imagine is helping you be positioned differently, because podcasting is something that grows. And just because you're growing, you're making a bigger impact. I said, I got it. When you create a plan, your plan has to grow beyond you. I heard this from a billionaire. He explains your goals has to be so big to the point where they scare you to accomplish them. And I didn't fully understand when I first heard it. And then when I heard it over and over and over again, I started to understand the importance of having big goals and then breaking your big goals down to a point where you can accomplish them on a daily basis. Now, this is going to show you why you're accomplishing particular goals, particular plans, because you're preparing ahead. You're preparing ahead. As you prepare ahead, there's going to be some obstacles and skills that you really didn't prepare for, really couldn't even think about preparing for, because it's something that comes with the journey. It's something that you can't read in a book. It's something that you can't read on a YouTube video. It's something that you have to experience, because in order for you to grow, you have to experience the lessons that will make sense to you to discover that you're growing at a faster rate. When you're growing at a faster rate, life is going to discover to you that you're growing at a faster rate, because you sat down and learned something. You sat down and acted on something, and you sat down and tried and failed and failed and failed again. Failure is knowledge, because podcasting helps you turn failed setbacks into successful stories. You can only become great. You can only become your own somebodyness when you step out onto that faith. But as you're stepping out onto that faith, have a plan behind every step. And when you get knocked down, how are you going to get back up? Are others going to help you? Are you going to stay on the ground for a little minute? Are you going to feel the pain? Are you going to feel the embarrassment? Are you going to feel the lesson? And then eventually get back up. When I tore my ACL when I was playing football in high school, my senior year, I remember this like it was yesterday. It was second quarter. In football, you have four different quarters. And in high school, I think he was playing for 12 minutes. And it was our fourth game in my senior season. And it was the first quarter has passed. And then it was second quarter with 10 minutes left. So 2 minutes already passed. When I tore my ACL in the second quarter, I tore my ACL because I overran the play. When I landed on the ground, I held my knee in pain. I held my knee in disbelief. I held my knee because I didn't know what just happened. And so in order for me to get back up, one, I couldn't even walk by myself. Two, it was a surprise feeling that I've ever felt before. Three, it made me appreciate my teammates even more, because they helped me back up. They helped me to the table, and they helped me be okay. When that doctor grabbed my knee and he examined my knee, automatically he knew it was my ACL. You see, when I had the plan back in ninth grade, I knew I wanted to be a great football player. So my 11th and 12th grade, I became a great football player, because every day I was committed to the process. Every day I wanted to get better. Every day I wanted to learn something new. But when I tore my ACL, my life was paused, because I didn't know the plan that I had next. When you create a plan, many times in life, your plan is going to be disrupted. Your plan is going to be changed. Your plan is not going to end up how you expect it to end. In fact, it's going to destroy what you already thought and believed that you can do. But as it get destroyed and you have to recreate it and you have to create another plan, you have to structure a new thought process and have more goals, that doesn't mean it's the end of the world. In fact, you just have to feel the pain. You have to embrace the knowledge and you have to embrace what you have went through to know that as you are going through your development, you're creating a plan to get better. When you create a plan, just because you get knocked down, just because you're on the ground, just because you're off the path that you think that you're on, doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. It just means there's a misdirection that you will have to take, because many times in life, you just have to take a pause. When I tore my ACL and I held my knee and paused, and I paused, rubbing my knee, thinking if I rub my knee, I'm going to be a little better. Not knowing that the damage was already done. You see, your plan is created. And then when you start acting on the plan, your plan is destined to change. And as it's changing, just know that pain is going to come behind you taking that step. Just know that that pain is going to come the moment you take that leap of faith. Because you're going down a path that you have to find yourself. You're going down a journey that you have to discover yourself. You're going down a movement that will help you become stronger, better, and wiser. You see, there's so many levels to podcasting because there's so many different things that you do not know. There's so many different things that you are unaware of. There's so many different things that you are not prepared for. And just because you have a plan doesn't mean that your plan is going to come to reality. Your plan is meant to be changed because you're the one that's changing. And when you're just because your podcast is not going to stay the same doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. It means you're growing, and you're growing at a faster pace than you could ever imagine, because the plan that you had is constantly changing because you're the one that's constantly evolving. And just because it's evolving, you have to learn how to commit to the change, commit to the process, and commit to your podcast. There's over 5 million podcasts across Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so on and so forth. Just because there's a lot of podcasts doesn't mean your podcast is not important. Just because there's a lot of podcasts doesn't mean your podcast can't make a difference. Just because there's a lot of podcasts doesn't mean you can't break through the noise. When you commit to the process, you have to be consistent with the journey. The journey is going to teach you more about your plan, because your plan has yet to come true. When you understand the journey that you're on, you learn the lessons that will position you differently. And if you got value from this and want to launch your podcast and want to grow your podcast and want to monetize from your podcast, shoot me a message, shoot me a DM, and leave your biggest takeaway on why, on what level you are at in podcasting and how we can help you get to the next level. And let us know in the comments, let us know, and we will be more than willing to help you. Make sure you like, and if you haven't yet, click that subscribe button, because many videos about podcasting, about personal development, about business in general is coming your way, so you could become a better person overall. Also, click this video right here, so that way you can watch more videos on how to develop and become your own somebody-ness.